life in this town. What do you say, John?
Yes, since you left, there's no life in this town. Yes, since you left, there's no life in this town.
And that is Frank Sullivan Jr. and the Dirty Kitchen. Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen with No Life in This Town off of their record Cold Spell. And now on the telephone with me is Frank Sullivan Jr. himself. Frank, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, man. Geez, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, welcome, welcome. And for our listeners...
Sending the new record. Woohoo!
Yeah. Hey, Frank, for our listeners that may not know about your Alaska connection, can we start there? Tell us a little bit about your history here in the state and in Juneau.
All right. Well, shoot, I moved to Alaska when I was a teenager and lived up there for about a decade and played a lot of music with, Ginger Boatwright up there and... Gosh, Carl Hoffman, all kinds of people that, I was looking up to when I was a teenager and then formed a band called Rank Strangers, played a lot with them, and actually our bass player now, Danny Booth, his dad, Greg Booth, was in that band, and, lived up there for, until 2003, and then moved to D.C. area, Alexandria, Virginia, to be in the United States Navy band. I auditioned for a position at... out east, and then offered me the job. Next thing you know, I'm doing push-ups and boot camp and reporting for duty.
And now,
but no longer.
And now you're based in D.C. and you're playing with Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, and you have just been nominated. Your album has been nominated for Best Bluegrass for a Grammy, Frank. For a Grammy.
Oh my gosh! I know, it's pretty exciting.
Congratulations.
Best Bluegrass album. I know. I mean, thanks, man. It's really cool. That song is the gift that keeps on giving, I suppose. Cold Spell, actually just, that song won the overall prize in the Mid-Atlantic Songwriting Contest last night. We were awarded another thing for that. And then here not too long ago in September, the band was awarded from the International Bluegrass Music Association Instrumental Group of the Year, which, I mean, it's all like coming on down the pike, and it's kind of amazing and wild, you know. It's kind of a wild little ride here going on, and everybody in the band is just such a killer musician, you know, and playing with those guys, it's like, you know, let's just say dreams do come true.
Yeah, and speaking of the bands, you got Danny Booth. He's from Anchorage, Alaska.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, on bass, and Mike Mumford on the banjo.
Yep, Mike Mumford on the banjo, and Chris Luquette from Seattle is on the guitar. And we had some ringer kind of guests on the new record, too. Leon Alexander came in and played some percussion and drums, and then on a track or two, and then Sam Bush and John Cowan and Rob Ikes also came in and blessed the recording with their talents.
And if you don't happen to be a bluegrass head or a progressive string music head, those are all stars right there for sure.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, we're stoked, man.
And I'm trying to think, so you basically this lineup, this quartet that you're with right now, you guys played at the Goldtown Theater. I'm trying to think when that concert was.
You know, that was like 3 years ago.
Wow.
If you can believe it. That was the first little tour that Chris, we were needing a guitar player to fill in. And Danny on the bass had just been with the band like about a month and a half or 2 months maybe. And we needed somebody to fill in on guitar because our guitar player was going on to kind of do more, you know, settle down a little bit more, and the band was really wanting to take off. And so I had met Chris at a festival in Seattle, and then we jammed in Nashville at this conference, and then, saw him again and whatnot, and we talked on the phone, and we did a little tour out in the Northwest, and he came in, and we played in a hotel room together, and I was like, man, in a couple months, do you mind, could you learn a few tunes and do a little Alaska tour with us? And so he sure did, and the next thing you know, right after that tour, we played at a festival in Seattle called Wintergrass, and that was where we announced him being an official member of the band. I was like, you know, as soon as the Alaska tour was over, I said, "Hey, so the job is yours if you want. Let's just talk it through." And we did, and here we are, 3 years later, you know, with the same quartet. It's the best music I've ever played.
Speaking of the best music you've ever played, what I like about you guys, among other things, you can play traditional bluegrass if you want, a Jimmy Martin tune, anytime, no problem. But you guys are doing a lot of new stuff. I thought maybe we could spin a tune for our listening audience right now to kind of show them what you're doing. We just heard that the first song off Cold Spell called Say It Ain't... Oh, wait. No Life in This Town, right?
Yeah.
What would be a good example to play right now that might sort of exemplify what's getting you excited on this CD?
Well, it's funny, man, because each song is has a different kind of vibe. But I would say, you know, if you went track to track to track from the first song on down, you know, it takes you for a little bit of a ride. I would say play the first one, Say It Isn't So, and that would kind of lead you into the next one and then into the next one. It's kind of built that way to listen to it as an album, you know. Even though each song, I feel, stands, you know, on its own, but, you know, it's definitely a project that was, you know, mindfully put together in that way, you know, in the sequencing, at least, you know.
All right, well, let's spin a little piece of Say It Ain't So, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
All right, man.
That sounds real good. Your cousin Megan's on that song, isn't she?
Yeah, she actually wrote that song.
Oh, wow. And who else is on the... Rob Ikes?
Rob Ikes is on the Resophonic slide guitar, yep. We're also known as Dobro. the rest of the band.
Yeah. If you had to define... I know it's not always fun to label stuff, but if you had to define your sound these days, how would you do it?
Well, I probably first start telling people that I don't really care to be pigeonholed too much, because really all I want to do is just make good music for people to enjoy, and, you know, not only have it be meaningful for me, but have it be meaningful for the listener in a way that is maybe different than any other bands, you know, can provide for them. So, I don't know. I feel like it's, you know... so many different diversities going together, you know, from all of us in the band, you know, from rock and blues to, you know, straight up bluegrass to, you know, soul, maybe, country music, all kinds of stuff. You know, we just come from so many different backgrounds that we come together, and we're not really like trying to play a certain style. We're just trying to play what we play. And, apparently the Grammys, which is very cool, the Recording Academy decided that it was worthy of being in the best bluegrass album category. So there you go. So, I mean, for all practical purposes, we are a bluegrass band, you know, but I think there's something for everybody in what we play. I don't know. Maybe that's a little winded of a description, but that's kind of where I'm at these days, I guess, with it.
No, that's a good answer. And, you know, I heard Mike Mumford say something to the extent of, we each bring to the band music that moves us. And I think that's a good idea, rather than trying to play to a certain genre. You're playing music that you're passionate about.
Yeah, I mean, I think people respond to that, you know. If you're playing in front of people and you're just sitting there straight-faced and not moving and not enjoying yourself, well, nobody's going to enjoy what you're playing, you know. So it's like, if, you know, when I go to a concert and I watch a band, man, I want to be entertained, one, you know, that's what's going on, you know, and also, you know, really connect somehow, and that's kind of what I'm trying to do. You know, you wear your heart out on your sleeve when you play and sing and just let it all hang out. And then, you know, if the listener or the person watching you is feeling that vibe, then they're going to respond in a positive way, which in turn feeds you more, which in turn feeds them more. It's just like cyclical, almost mass psychosis, for lack of a better word. And, you know, you all work together for the same thing, which is a good time. And, you know, hopefully that's how everybody feels when they come and hear us play or listen to our recordings or whatever, you know.
If someone wants to listen to a recording in person, where's the best place to get the CD Cold Spell?
Well, if somebody wanted to do that, they could find our website, dirtykitchenband.com, on the interwebs. Or Facebook, or, you know, Twitter, or Instagram, or whatever. They can follow us anywhere. But best place to go is probably right directly to the website, and or iTunes. I mean, people go to iTunes; they get their music that way too. You know, they can go to Compass Records. That's a label that we're on. But if, you know, Amazon, whatever, it's all out there.
And let's see, the 57th annual Grammys, Sunday, February 8th. Is it in L.A., right?
Yeah.
Are you going?
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah, I'm definitely going. Whole band's going. You know, my wife Leah is going, and it's going to be awesome. Really excited.
And let's see, Rhonda Vincent is, you're competing with Rhonda Vincent, Brian Sutton, among others. How do you feel about your chances?
Oh, man, you know,
tough question.
I think tough question to answer, but you know what I mean? It's like everybody has their strengths in that category. You know, there's the Earls of Leicester. There's, you know, people go, well, you know, some people go, well, who's that? And, well, you know, a few members of the band are, you know, part of Alison Krauss and Station's band, so they have that kind of machine behind them. Tim O'Brien was on that recording. Then you got Brian Sutton and Noam Pikilney with two records, and, you know, Rhonda Vincent and us. And they all have their strengths and their fan bases and all of those things. But, you know, really, if you're going to be objective and listen to the music straight down, you know, I tried to do that with the categories I voted for, and just listen to the music and be really objective, I think we have a pretty good chance, you know, if the voting audience did just that, you know.
Well, Frank, good luck. I wish we had more time to talk, but we're running out of time here. I wish
right
you the
on,
best
man.
Of luck on February 8th. We'll all be watching.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, you can tune in. I think the Bluegrass Award is going to be earlier in the day and streamed online on the Grammy website.
Okay.
So, yeah, man.
Well
thanks
luck.
For the opportunity to you know, talk about myself. Anyway, thanks so much, Scott. And howdy to everybody in Juneau, if you would. Send my love to everybody.
Will do, Frank. Good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, pal. Bye-bye.